A state funeral and janaza prayers for the late head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Ghana, Maulvi Wahab Adam, has been held at the forecourt of the State House in Accra. Until his death last Sunday at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Maulvi Wahab Adam was a member of the National Peace Council. In a tribute, the chairman of the council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, described him as an extraordinary writer, speaker and peacemaker.
He stood tall for the peace of Ghana and Africa. To say he was a peace icon is an understatement. He worked tirelessly for the good of his country. He was an advocate for peace, an extraordinary scholar, writer, and speaker. But more importantly, what he wanted to be and what he became through a life so fruitfully lived was a faithful man of God. He used his position as a religious leader to advocate for peace and ensure that peace permeated every facet of the activities of his life and religion throughout Ghana. His focus of developing peaceable constituencies within the framework of his religion is a vision well articulated. His quest for peaceful coexistence has no boundaries. At the National Peace Council, he would always be remembered by his conviction that, quote, the peace of this nation is a function of every Ghanaian. The peace of the country cannot be sacrificed for any interest, unquote. His vision of a peaceful nation that is built on core democratic values and characterized by a dynamic environment where people can engage in their lawful activities confident that the institutions, mechanisms, and capabilities for mediating differences and grievances are effective and responsive is being supported by various platforms created by the National Peace Council for him to advocate for inclusiveness, tolerance, and dialogue. He was one of the key members of both the current and the previous National Peace Council.
Chairman, National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, for his part, the Catholic Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Charles Palambakel, described late Dr. Maulvi Wahab as a good companion who always worked for peace.
Surely Maulvi will be remembered for many, many good things which he did. But most especially, he will be remembered for his selfless service to the peace and development of this country and of his fellow man as a whole. Some of us had the opportunity to serve with him initially on the Forum of Religions for Peace, which later became the Ghana Conference of Religions for Peace, GCRP, and on the National Reconciliation Commission inter alia. His Eminence Peter Cardinal Turkson, now President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace in the Vatican in Rome, Italy, worked with the late Maulvi on the Ghana National Peace Council, and he remembers Maulvi fondly for his zeal and commitment to national peace and the peaceful coexistence of peoples of different religious faiths. Maulvi was a very reliable person, for when he gave his word, he fulfilled it. He was very punctual at meetings and appointments. He readily gave wise counsel and his opinions suavely and yet candidly, making sure that the expression of his views on issues hurt no one's feelings. He was generous to people and solicitous of their good health and well-being. And often he offered opportunity for medical attention to some of us bishops from the many Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission medical teams that visited Ghana at his invitation. Maulvi was good company always, full of jokes and wise cracks.
The Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Charles Palambakel, the Chairman of Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Ponifrimpong, said Maulvi Wahab Adam was a great leader, passionate about unity among religious bodies and Ghanaians, and a giant among men. For the Eswal National Reconciliation Commission, Maulvi Wahab Adam loved God and his country and tried to serve both. Professor Abner Dolphin was a member of the commission.
He always made occasion to say a word of comfort to those who came to the NRC, especially to those grieving about a loss or a misfortune they had suffered. He even supplied a number of wheelchairs for victims who really needed them when we saw them at the commission. When we had concluded each day's business and had got together to unwind as we usually did, Mauvi would be on hand to share in the jokes and other anecdotes that we exchanged. He was indeed one of us. Mauvi, though a powerful religious leader of the Islamic faith, he exhibited religious tolerance to a degree that made it easy for non-Muslims to get along very well with him. He was a pious man who was of a humble and gentle disposition. Always of a calm demeanor, he was never flustered, abrasive, or discourteous. Above all, he was punctilious in his observance of his religious duties.
A member of the National Reconciliation Commission, Professor Abner Dolphin. The Information and Media Relations Minister, Mahama Yariga, said the departure of Dr. Mauvi Wahab is a big loss, not only to the Ahmadiyya mission, but also to the entire nation.
Today, we are here not to mourn, but to celebrate the life of a servant of Allah who was born in the small Adansi village of Gwafunidru a few weeks before the Christmas of 1938. Little did his parents know that the upbringing and education they were giving him was in preparation to serve humanity. Mauvi Dr. Abdul Wahab Adam, as a full-grown and conscious Muslim of the Ahmadiyya mission in Islam, went through all that was needed to prepare him for service in Allah's house. Eventually, after completing his missionary training in Rabwa, he was called to active service and saw action in all corners of the globe, culminating finally as the first Ghanaian head and emir of the Ahmadiyya mission in Islam. Under his able, capable leadership, Ahmadiyya mission since 1975 has had a positive impact on the socio-economic development of Ghana. Countless educational and health institutions and also agricultural establishments came into being under his leadership, much to the admiration of the entire global community.
Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayariga.